What made him give up a lucrative career at the peak of his profession to be a minister? In short, what is Shan's ikigai? Readers will find this answer or the answer from his book. Shan understands inequality and the wealth gap in a personal way. He has straddled it and lived at both ends. He did not come from a well-off family. His parents had little social capital. Singapore's system allowed him to do well, to succeed. He wanted less privileged children to get the same opportunities as he did. He says, and I quote, "I was fortunate to have been born in Singapore, and I want to help make policies to make sure other Singaporeans have the opportunities that I did," unquote.